Hello everybody, Ryushikaze here from thelivestream.net for another Fan's Eye View commentary. This time it's Final Fantasy Unlimited Episode 15, Jane, the Moving Ocean Puzzle. I'm joined by Soak, Carly, and Red.
Hi.
Hello. I love that.
So get yourselves all ready up, people, at 0000 before the title screen starts spinning in. And we'll get ready in 1, 2, 3, click. Dubbed or subbed is fine. Both are hilarious.
Oh, hey, it's that guy. Sid.
Yep. Neither do I!
That looks like poop.
Just drill tears. Heaven.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, you know, everything should be powered by a giant world-destroying monster.
My video just glitched out.
Completely?
It's just like repeating the same word. Now it's doing it again. Okay, now it went to where I'm supposed to.
Oh, hey,
okay.
It's that theme song, which I always sleep through.
The intro that doesn't make any sense at all.
For the show that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes,
Meridian Stars of Evil!
This should be a recommendation to anyone that's listening to it. If you want to understand it, find some weed.
Or some acid.
Either one is good. If not, then you're not going to understand anything at all.
So you might as well enjoy the synesthesia while you don't.
Just enjoy the ride, have fun, make fun of the show, of all the penis jokes.
Just get penetrated. Or penetrate, if that is your preference.
I'm disappointed about the lack of penetration in this episode.
Refractory periods. I mean, you shoot yourself off that many times, you gotta take a break.
No.
Don't worry, they'll make up for it in future episodes.
I'm awake!
Oh no, it's still some more filler. Is your name Luke Bonfabre?
No, that's Fabula. She's Cosmos cosplaying. It's not a very good disguise. Also, nice Tales series reference.
So now we have a penetrating submarine.
Oh, yes. It's powered by blow. One of these things is not like the others, and one of these things is a freak.
I love that little guy. I want to adopt him.
Well, in order to adopt him, you have to have wildly vacillating body shapes, and especially breasts.
I noticed. God, I hate those kids.
Well, they basically don't do anything at all, so I don't know what the purpose of them being in the show is. Except for the boy. That makes you wonder if he's in fact a boy.
And a transgendered wolf.
And the only purpose I seem to get from the girl is that the chocobo always eats her hair.
They are sort of comedy relief and audience sort of empathy characters, because they are so basically just as clueless as the audience at most times. They exist to have somebody to explain things to explain things to the audience.
Yeah,
because nobody else is, you know, asking questions.
That's not working at all.
You know, I think I fell asleep during Sid's introduction in whatever episode.
The third episode was? Third or fourth?
Even though she's so big.
Wait, so why does the sister change her clothes and not the brother?
Because life is inherently unfair, and plus they only had things in girls' styles, and he's really just going to refuse to admit it for ages. He's desperately holding on to that one last bit of masculinity he has.
I think he lost that.
Saving animation.
He's deluded.
He just loses a fucking flower or feather in his hair.
It's a feather.
Oh,
I
God.
Yeah. He's not helping his case.
Hey, yeah, he does.
Hello, Chocobo theme. You have served us well. May your final tour of duty be a proud one. For this is the last we shall see of you.
Long.
Yep.
I love how this used to be the ending credits, and now it's just randomly in this episode.
That was a terrible thing to do. And then it transformed into a flesh-eating something, I don't know.
Everything's a flesh-eating something. We've lost Carly for the moment. Hopefully she'll come back shortly.
She's upset by the no penetration.
Yes.
She's like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
In her despair, she has vanished.
Yes.
I love her particular... Her blow dart gun. Auto fire! Panpipe automatic blow dart machine gun.
Oh yeah, it's sure. Typical anime eating scene.
Oh yes. And he's eating the plate.
Gross.
That's foreshadowing.
Gross.
Lizard or frog? That's so nasty.
Yes, in survivalist terms, it's actually pretty normal.
Ugh. A cobra, yeah.
Does it just mean our boobs changing shape?
They are, yeah. In fact, changing shape.
They always change shape.
In fact, both of their boobs are changing shape. Lisa's just, you know, more egregious about it.
I love it.
I said you're gonna room with me, and I think you got a purta mile.
It's all like,
you're gonna have a lesbian orgy. At this point, she should really have a huge bald spot in her head. Or something.
Her magic power is the ability to regrow all the hair that the chocobo eats.
Just dye her hair.
Hey, is that fish guy? Man, Kazu whooped his ass super hard in episode 8. That was great.
Oh, yes. I stole your gun! Lol, no.
No, it doesn't work that way.
They keep calling him Pissed. Do not believe their lies. His name is Pissed.
This piece of shit never stops eating. Nope. I think this guy needs
a
sandwich.
Oh, hey, that guy too. I don't know what his deal is because I fell asleep during episode 4. Yay.
That probably wouldn't have helped.
That's White Cloud.
Oh. Okay.
And yes, keep note, everybody, that he is in the middle of a bone-dry desert.
Yes.
And then suddenly an ocean. Suddenly, an ocean in the sky.
Yes.
Look at your hand, obviously. Okay. Or whatever. Yes, because sleeping on a job always does you well.
No, it does me well, you know.
And then the chocobo breaks open glass and everybody drowns due to flooding.
We can only hope.
Shut up!
Stop calling me you. Wait. That is my name. Fuck my life. Sadly, we've lost Carly completely.
I'm sure she'll come back.
Oh, yes. Just, you know, in time for the next episode. I want to eat you! And Butter's too fattening.
Shut up, bye. God.
I wonder why this guy has a flower. Why, do they put flowers and feathers in the men's hair?
To indicate that they're manly men.
Ah.
See, Sid also has something in his hair. And that's the only way you can tell. I mean, because...
Even you have something in his hair.
Yeah.
Because they're all manly men.
Oh, yes.
See that?
That's how you can tell that the commander of the Commodine isn't as manly. He doesn't have something in his hair.
The manliness.
Oh, no, it's the ominous.
Ooh, my cache. This thing just looks
like a giant puffle.
Wait, it's freaking fish guy! Oh my god.
And now it's time for the Rubik's Cube of Dickory.
You know how they sell Rubik's Cubes? I just took out the stickers and rearranged them.
I use explosives. Not to solve them, but, you know, explosives are fun.
If you weren't sleeping on a job, this wouldn't happen.
Where did this, little guy come from? I don't remember seeing him.
He first showed up in episode 3, and he's always been a member of the Commodine.
That's why I don't remember him.
Oh, shit! They're trapped in basic cable!
Oh, no!
It's sweep sweep, Captain. Our chances of survival are low.
It's a giant penis snake. Oh, hey, I wasn't too far off the mark.
Now, remember how earlier I said that this ship was powered by blow? It's powered by blow.
Oh my god, I remember this part. This is, like, probably the best part in this whole episode.
Because it's the closest to penetration. We're just
blowing into it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's what causes all the white liquid to come out.
Yes. Somehow. The thick white discharge.
Yes.
Go from suck to blow.
Take a shot by the
way. Blow them all your way.
Yeah. This just has to be on purpose.
I can't imagine that they don't realize how... I mean, on the other hand, maybe it's just so ingrained in their subconscious they don't realize it and they just have to keep putting it in to sublimate how repressed they are.
That was awesome.
Victory theme.
Yay, fanfare.
The blow was successful.
No, Kaiser has to show up and save the day with his magic bullets.
His magic penetration.
Hug hugs. That euphemism for rape?
We can only hope.
Manliness.
Speaking of penis monsters.
And all of a sudden, Kaze is in an ocean when he was just in the desert.
Well, don't forget the sky ocean.
Oh, yes, the sky ocean. I really should...
Kaze died, the end.
...before I watched this.
And then it accidentally rips him apart.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
That's what I thought was going to happen, too.
You have to perform CPR. Clean, pretty, and reliable.
Oh, God.
It's either that or strip naked and hop on top of him.
That's just like child porn.
Clean, pretty, and reliable. CPR.
That would be scary to see a guy.
Kaze comes back from death just to avoid being kissed by that guy.
I heard his fan nickname is Rock Boy. Because he doesn't express much.
Yes. Our term for him is the anti-Vincent.
Can't believe she was so shy to, like, give him CPR. I'd be all over that.
Well, yes, but you wouldn't go for the mouth.
That's very true.
I like how he has that little bow tie put on just for this one little thing.
Yes. He'd be naked without it. Now he's just scandalously ill-dressed. So, we have a forum member listening in but not commenting, and she has just typed, where is he wearing the bow tie? His cock? And on a starfish, which he is, you never know. He might be.
He even has little cuffs on his arms.
Yes.
This is where you just rip off the stickers and rearrange them so all the colors match up. That's how you win at Rubik's Cubes.
I'm sorry, just the consumed by chaos line always makes me laugh. And it's done that in dub and English and original dubs.
That guy has the least threatening eyes ever. And then the black hole happens and everyone dies.
Yay!
Woo!
I was fall asleep during the ending song too.
I'm about to fall asleep too.
Now, if you can stay on for just a little while longer, we'll try and see if Carly comes back. We'll give her, like, 10 minutes, maybe, and then go on to the next.
Yeah. I love how on the songs they always have, like, one line that's English, and everything else is, like, Japanese.
You know, I'm gonna have to dig out at least the part of the failed recording that's on my end, just for the bit of it that I managed to freestyle out during it about their enlarged hearts. I'll throw that in as a bonus at the end of this, I suppose.
Yes, throw that in. That cannot be, like, reenacted again.
Yeah.
Like.
But yes, they're the enlarged hearts, folks, that you're going to get a song about at the end of this.
Can I sing Cthulhu Fatayan at the end?
Cthulhu Fatayan! It's a wonderful phrase.
Cthulhu Fatayan!
Means insanity for the rest of your days. Because you're the only person in this show with an ounce of common sense. And you have 1 ounce, exactly.
I read that as a Keegan breast. That wouldn't be too far off the mark.
Nope. Got enlarged hearts, it's not healthy, and we should really see a doctor. That's gonna make sense to you in just a moment.